What's up, trader friends? Namiss na ba ako? Ako, naalala ko, may podcast nga pala tayo. No, 1.5 years na nakalimuit, nakalipas. Sorry. My bad, pare. Akin yun. Pero joking aside, we're here. We're live right now. At we're starting season 2. So, let's get to it. First of all, I just want to say thank you sa mga nagme-message, nagtatanong kung kailan yung season 2. Kahit minsan nagsisin lang ako, I'm gonna give you a very good reason kung bakit nag-stop yung podcast and why we're now resuming it. So, for those of you that are new or new listeners, meron tayong currently 13 episodes sa season 1. And I hope kahit luma na yun, pwede nyo pakinggan. The interviews there are pure gold. Sobrang juicy. I'm sure meron kayong matututunan kahit papaano for every episode. Please go back and give those a listen. For those naman that are returning, thank you sa support. At thank you for messaging me sa page or yung mga friends ko na kilala ko personally na nagme-message. Natanong kung meron pa bang season 2. This project is for you guys as well. So, ano nga bang nangyari? No? So, last episode natin is August 2021. So, that's a year and a half ago. Roughly around that. Ano nga bang nangyari? So, honestly, last year or 1.5 years ago, if you remember, yung mga podcast natin, mga episodes natin is more on meron akong in-invite na guest and nag-interview tayo ng mga traders, no? So what happened? Ba't nga ba nag-stop? So actually, simple lang naman yung dahilan. I decided to focus on myself. So August 2021, alam nyo naman, pandemic. Pero actually dito sa US, pa-open na yung mga stuff ng August 2021. Nag-lift na ng mask mandate and pwede na mag-travel ulit. So we took advantage of that. Yung wife ko and I, we like to travel a lot. Marami pa kaming places na hindi napuntahan. Marami rin kaming family dito sa US na we want to see, syempre. Kasi it's been a while nung nag-lockdown, di ba? So we traveled a lot. Visited new states. Meron din ako mga family from the Philippines, from my wife family side, side ko din na bumibisita. That was fun. Trading wise naman, last episode sa pag-usapan na I'm focused on the Philippine stock market, but actually ngayon nagbago na yun. So right now I'm focused on crypto. Meron pa rin akong fund sa PSEI, but mas chill na yung trading dun, no? So hindi ko na siya actively minamanage, but I just look at it ano na lang, end of day na lang. So, minsan niya, ano, merong nag-span na weeks or even siguro at most a month na walang hawak yung portfolio na yun. Kasi wala talaga ang gusto. Since, aminin natin, no, yung Philippines was impacted by the pandemic kasi, as any market, no. Pero, honestly, slow siya to recover. Eh, since long only market ang Philippines, edi walang gagawin. Diba? Ganun lang kasimple. So, sa crypto naman, that's why I focus on crypto, kasi merong shorting. So, wala talagang excuse sa crypto na hindi mag-execute. Kasi, laging merong play. Doesn't mean na kailangan mo mag-trade everyday, but, you know, if you want to, or if you have the skills to do it, meron at meron talaga. Kumbaga, yun nga, sabi nga na isang mentor, abundance is real sa crypto. Sobrang abundant ang crypto. Sobrang daming opportunities every day. Ikaw na lang yung hinihintay. So that's why I focus on crypto. Para hindi rin naman tayo maano, no? Hindi din tayo matambay since walang matrade sa PSEI. So, di pa tayo sa ibang market, diba? Ganun lang naman. Diba ba? Update. Yun. So, last March 2022, last year, I had the privilege of going back to the Philippines for a while. For family. And syempre, nakasingit tayo na ano, no? Na-meet ko din yung isa sa mga OG accountability groups ko, which is yung Alak. So, shoutout sa inyo, Alak. Love you, miss you all. The first time namin mag-eyeball. mag-meet face-to-face ng alak, no? So, sa mga hindi familiar, yung alak is an accountability group that was formed in SSF or Syria Special Forces. And medyo international yung group na yan. Di ko alam kung bakit. Di naman namin sinasadya. Pero meron kami from Batangas. Joke lang. So ako syempre from US. Meron kami from Australia. Meron kami from Singapore. And yun, merong mga taga Manila syempre. Meron taga Batangas. Ganyan. Meron taga Davao. So medyo international or iba-iba yung places namin. Pero nakakatawa kasi during that time, nung March, nagkasabay-sabay kami ng uwi at nag-meet kami finally in person lahat. So that was one of the highlights of my trip. And I'm very happy to see them in person. Iba talaga yung pag may accountability group ka na naging friends mo na din. So that relationship keeps me going din, no? So, kasi alam mo na you're not doing it alone. Honestly speaking, di ba, yung mga normal na mamamayan, siguro kung hindi sila familiar sa trading, it's really hard to expect na alam nila kung ano yung pinagdadaanan natin. Kasi trading is very different. It's like an individual sport, no? So, unless na-try mo din mag-trade, ang hirap niya i-explain sa ibang tao. So, ayun. So, nakatawa lang na meron kang friends or meron kang community na alam din kung ano yung pinagdadaanan. Okay, aside from that, last 2022, I also took another class or course which is under TCD or Trading Coach Drew's Relentless Program naman. So, Module 2 and 3. So, sa Module 2, it's more of yung mga familiar na rin tayo ng courses. So, tuturo sa yung technicals and then turuan tayo ng setups. But, I think what differentiate TCD's Relentless from other programs is medyo heavy yung focus sa intangibles din or sa mindset or how to reprogram your mindset. So kay TCD ko talaga natutunan yung pagiging abundant. Yung kumbaga the world is abundant, the market is abundant, laging may opportunity. Doon ko natutunan yun. And I'm very thankful for that and I'm able to share it with my family right now. And yung mindset na yon, sinasabuhay ko rin in other aspects of my life, not only in trading. So I'm very happy with that. And then sa Module 3 naman, which is one step further sa Module 2, Module 3, ang nakakatawa dito is talagang i-scrutinize na yung every trade mo. No? Hindi naman scrutinize, pero parang kumbaga review or parang nagtithesis defense weekly ng trades mo. Kumbaga ganun. So, pe-present namin yung trade namin, tapos mag-input yung group and si TCD syempre kung ano yung what could have been done better, okay ba yung trade idea, ganun. So, kumbaga para siyang playoffs, yun niya yung ginagamit niya na metaphor, no? So, parang Module 3, kumbaga sa basketball, para siyang playoff na play-by-play, nire-record, and in-observe ko ano yung pwede pang baguhin or improve, no? So, yun yung mga na-take ko last year. And then, August last year, nag-start din yung HTC program under Phantom. So, kung ano yung HTC program, I want to save it for another episode. Kasi, ang hirap niya i-explain in just a few minutes. But, stay tuned for the HTC program. Sobrang juicy nun. And I think everyone, or you could also implement it in your accountability groups, yung concept na HTC program. Okay? So that's it for my personal updates. So ito naman, updates sa podcast. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And appreciate you. So for now, for season 2, dami rin na naka-line up na bago for season 2. So we're mixing it up a little. Yung format, babaguhin natin ng konti. But one of the biggest changes na mangyayari, I think, would be I will have a co-host for some episodes. Yes, tama yung narinig mo. I will have a co-host. At kung sino yung co-host na yun, I will let you know next episode. Ayos ba? Medyo bitin. Pero, yeah, I will have a co-host. This way, I think it would also be more sustainable kasi hindi lang ako yung nagsasalita. Hirap ko yung magsalita mag-isa on the mic. So, by having a co-host, hopefully, maging mas sustainable tong podcast and makapag-produce tayo ng content for you guys consistently. Okay? And yung episodes natin, we will have a guest. Aside from my co-host pa, we'll have a guest sometimes, but not all of the time. But instead, yung co-host ko and ako will be focused or will be talking about some topics that are related to trading and to us traders. So, pwedeng hindi sobrang trading related, but it could be something that would impact our trading career. Aside from that, meron din tayong episodes na will be something like this. So, just me talking about my journey. Something like an audio journal. So, familiar tayo sa concept ng journal in terms of trading. But I want to take this opportunity then to share my progress or my trading journey with you guys. So, if you're interested in that, kindly give the next episode a listen. Pero kung hindi, ayos lang din. Pwede namang yung topics lang yung fine ganyan, di ba? Pero hopefully, by listening to my audio journal, meron din kayong makuha and meron din kayong ma-improve sa trading journey nyo or sa trading nyo by listening to what I have to say. So, pwedeng I've made some mistakes na pwede nyo lang iwasan or meron akong mga nagagawa na pwede nyo i-adapt or kayo na bahala kung paano nyo didistill. Pero, just want to share that with you guys. So, hopefully, that's all good with you. Again, thank you for being here. This is Buhay Mercado Season 2. And we're gonna see you in the next episodes. Hopefully, you're as excited for this as I am. At salamat sa pakikinig. And as always, please share this to your trader friends. Kita kits! Thank you.